Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Mastering the Power of Grit is a nonfiction book by Johnny Welch that examines grit as a practical and historically grounded source of achievement. Drawing on examples from well-known public figures such as Theodore Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln, Franklin D. Roosevelt, Oprah Winfrey, Jackie Robinson, Eleanor Roosevelt, Walt Disney, Ronald Reagan, and John F. Kennedy, the book presents perseverance, resilience, optimism, and determination as traits that can be studied and developed. Rather than offering generic encouragement, it frames grit as a system with identifiable elements, strategies, and tools. Welch's academic background in leadership, strategy, and qualitative research shapes the book's analytical tone, which blends historical illustration with applied lessons. The result is a personal development and leadership book aimed at readers who want concrete ways to handle criticism, opposition, rejection, and setbacks while pursuing ambitious goals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, grit as a system of learnable traits, not just raw determination. A central idea in the book is that grit is not treated as a vague personality trait or a simple synonym for toughness. Welch presents it as a multidimensional capacity made up of seven essential elements, which suggests that perseverance can be broken down, examined, and strengthened in practice. This matters because it shifts the discussion from motivation to method. Instead of telling readers to try harder, the book implies that people can build the conditions for durable effort by understanding the components behind it. That approach makes grit usable for leadership, entrepreneurship, and long-term personal projects, where energy alone is rarely enough. By organizing the subject as a framework, the book gives readers a way to evaluate their own persistence, identify weak points, and make deliberate improvements rather than relying on willpower alone. Secondly, historical exemplars are used to show how grit operates under pressure. The book relies heavily on historical figures and public leaders to demonstrate how grit looks in real situations. Figures such as Lincoln, Roosevelt, Franklin, Robinson, Disney, Reagan, and Oprah serve as case studies for how people respond to resistance, adversity, and opportunity. This method gives the book more than inspirational value because it anchors abstract concepts in recognizable lives and decisions. Readers are invited to notice recurring patterns, persistence after failure, composure under criticism, and the ability to keep advancing when results are delayed. The historical range also matters. The figures cited come from politics, business, activism, entertainment, and sports, which broadens the book's argument that grit is relevant across domains rather than confined to one profession. In effect, the book uses biography as evidence, showing that sustained effort is often a strategic habit rather than a mysterious gift. Thirdly, preparing for resistance. Rejection and criticism is part of the strategy. One of the book's most practical themes is that setbacks should be anticipated rather than merely endured. Welch emphasizes developing an inner core of fortitude and steel oneself in advance for criticism, opposition, and resistance. This is an important distinction because it treats adversity as a predictable part of serious action, especially when aiming for ambitious goals. The reader is encouraged to see rejection and conflict not as exceptional events, but as normal conditions that require preparation. That framing is useful for anyone leading change, pursuing a creative project, or entering competitive environments, because it reduces the shock that often causes people to quit. The book's value here lies in its realistic posture. It suggests that resilience is not simply emotional recovery after disappointment, but advanced positioning against disappointment. By normalizing friction, the book turns adversity into something to plan for rather than fear. Fourthly, Lincoln and Roosevelt are presented as models of disciplined problem solving. The book highlights Lincoln and Theodore Roosevelt as especially instructive examples of how grit connects to effectiveness. Lincoln is associated with overcoming obstacles, resistance, rejection, and defeat, while Roosevelt is linked to a system for becoming exceptional at whatever one chooses to do. Together, these examples imply that grit is not just endurance in the abstract. It is endurance directed toward productive results. That matters because persistence without method can become stubbornness, while persistence with strategy can produce measurable achievement. The book appears to use these figures to show that great outcomes depend on combining character with a repeatable approach to action. Readers interested in leadership will likely find this especially relevant, since the emphasis is not on heroic emotion, but on disciplined follow-through. The historical examples, therefore, serve as models of how resilience becomes effective when joined to planning, adaptability, and sustained execution. Lastly, the book is aimed at readers who need applied guidance, not only inspiration. Mastering the Power of Grit is positioned for people who want usable guidance for real challenges entrepreneurs, leaders, professionals, and anyone struggling to reach demanding goals. Its appeal lies in the way it combines historical insight with practical application. The book does not simply celebrate famous achievers, It tries to extract patterns, strategy, tactics, tact tips, and tools that readers can apply to their own ambitions. That makes it stand out within the personal development field, where many books rely heavily on abstract encouragement or repetitive motivational language. Welch's background in strategy and qualitative research also gives the work a more analytical and structured feel than a typical inspirational volume. For readers who want a framework for persistence that is both reflective and actionable, the book offers a distinctive blend of biography, leadership thinking, and self-improvement guidance. In conclusion, Mastering the Power of Grit will be most useful for readers who want a serious, applied discussion of perseverance, rather than a broad motivational treatment. It suits entrepreneurs, leaders, students of history, and professionals facing sustained resistance or slow progress. The book offers practical value by translating the lives of major public figures into lessons about preparation, endurance, and disciplined action. Readers can expect to gain a clearer understanding of how grit functions as a repeatable system made up of habits, choices, and responses to adversity. What distinguishes this book from many others in the same category is its reliance on historical examples and its emphasis on strategy rather than slogans. Welch is not merely praising toughness. He is showing how durable achievement often depends on anticipating criticism, managing setbacks, and maintaining direction over time. For readers looking for a framework that links leadership, biography, and personal resilience, it provides a more grounded and intellectually structured perspective than a standard self-help book. If you would like to support Johnny Welch, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.